This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has ruled out talks with the Maoists holding weapons. Addressing a Kisan Sammelan at Nizamabad in Telangana, he said there cannot be any talks with those who kill tribals, policemen and security personnel. The Home Minister asked the left-wing extremists to give up arms and join the national mainstream. He reiterated the centre's resolve to make India free of Maoists by March 31, 2026.
मगर सरेंडर नहीं करेंगे तो हमने तय किया है 31 मार्च 2026 के पहले इस देश से नक्सलवाद को हम समाप्त कर देंगे। हमारी सरकार का नीति है जिनके हाथ में हथियार है उनसे कोई बातचीत नहीं होगी।
Mr. Shah expressed apprehension that the Congress party might provide shelter in Telangana to Maoists who have escaped from all over the country. Mr. Shah asked Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy not to allow Telangana to become the den of Maoists. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Uttar Pradesh beginning today. During her visit, she will grace various events in Bareilly and Gorakhpur. Details from a correspondent.
On the first day of her visit, President Draupadi Murmu will attend the 11th convocation ceremony of the Indian Veterinary Research Institute in Bareilly. Jharkhand Governor Santosh Gangwar, who hails from Bareilly, Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Union Minister of State for Agriculture Bhagirath Chaudhary will also attend the event. After attending the event, President Draupadi Murmu will fly for Gorakhpur. In Gorakhpur, she will attend key events at three major institutions and cover 129 km across the city by road in 2 days. President will grace the inaugural convocation of AIIMS Gorakhpur, where she will confer medals on meritorious students. On the second day, June 1, the President will inaugurate Uttar Pradesh's first Mahayogi Guru Goraknath Ayush University. Om Avasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
The University Grants Commission, UGC, has issued a notice to 89 institutions across the country, including 4 IITs, 3 IIMs and Aligarh Muslim University, for failing to comply with anti-ragging regulations. As per the UGC regulations on ragging 2009, every institution affiliated with UGC is required to submit compliance undertaking and anti-ragging undertaking from students. According to the notice, these institutions have not submitted the mandatory anti-ragging undertakings from students and the compliance undertakings from institutions despite repeated advisories and follow-up calls. A high-powered business delegation from the Confederation of Indian Industries, CII, has arrived in Sri Lanka to strengthen bilateral trade and investment ties. The 15-member team is led by Sanjeev Puri, Chairman and MD of ITC Limited and immediate past President of CII. The visit from June 29 to July 2 follows the high-level business forum held during the Sri Lankan President's state visit to India. The delegation will hold meetings with Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumara Dissanayake, key cabinet ministers and board of investment and top industry leaders. The Kailash Mansarovar Yatra is beginning today after a gap of 5 years. The pilgrimage, which was suspended in 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic and remains suspended following Sino-India border, this year the Yatra will be conducted via the Nathula Pass in Sikkim and the Lipu Lake Pass in Uttarakhand. The Yatra is expected to continue through June, July and August, according to the Ministry of External Affairs. India Meteorological Department has forecast extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places of Jharkhand today and isolated heavy rainfall over Odisha, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh till the 5th of July. Similar conditions are going to prevail over Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Vidarbha today. Continuous monsoon rainfall in Himachal Pradesh has severely affected normal life. So far, 39 people have lost their lives in rain-related incidents, while 4 individuals are still reported missing. The markets have started the day on a cautious note despite positive global cues. The Nifty is trading down by about 70 points, hovering just below the 25,600 mark. The Sensex also opened on a similar note, falling around 250 points to trade at 83,794 a short while ago. And that is the end of this news bulletin.